Now to Wellington, where a $500 million housing development in Shelley Bay is a step closer to beginning after 7 hours of intense debate at the City Council. The Council owns a key piece of the peninsula needed for the development, which it will now sell and lease for the project. The rest is iwi land. It didn't come without a fight. Three people were kicked out for repeatedly yelling in the meeting. The iwi, Taranaki Whānui, is divided over the decision to sell the land to developer Ian Castles. A group from the iwi, Mau Whenua, staunchly opposed the sale and have lodged court action over the legitimacy of the sale. A representative of the group, Catherine Love, told RNZ the council's decision is not the end of the matter.
It's not unexpected, but it's definitely not over.
The decision is good news for developer Ian Castles, and he is with us now. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora. How are you going?
I'm going well. Is this now a done deal? It would seem not.
The opposition will be relatively relentless, I think, for a while until we actually start the building work and the demolition.
Can you start the development, though? Because there are legal challenges, I understand.
Yes, it's a fascinating idea, this. If somebody mounts a legal challenge, there are some people in the world that think you should wait for that to be resolved.
Well, shouldn't you?
No, well, that would mean that anybody that ever wanted to stop anything would just say, I'm going to mount a legal challenge. And that's basically what's happening here. There's just...
But the legal challenge will be resolved one way or the other, surely, relatively shortly.
Sure, but why do we want to fuel the people that want to stop things and make the balance strong? Like... You should...
Well, because they might... The legal challenge might find in their favour.
Okay, but so in the world, should the world wait till all those things get out of the way? I mean, this is part of my assessment of what happened yesterday. There was a very large number of people that had various bits and pieces of views about what was going on in Shelley Bay. Some of them, a lot of them genuine, but... It added up to a whole lot of reasons why we shouldn't do things, and Wellington can't afford to take that attitude. Like, Wellington's attitude's got to be, we need to find a way to do things.
But as you understand it then, it is your land and you can build on it.
Absolutely. We are starting next week anyway, and we made that quite clear. I mean, we're very grateful for the nine councillors that saw through the mist that was being, that was basically that room. There were so many ideas about why we couldn't do things, from climate change to insurance to working out who was the legal representative of the of PNBST, which of course is who we deal with. But there were so many phantasms, ideas about why we couldn't do it, that it really got quite worrying at one point. It looked as though those arguments were going to overwhelm what Wellington desperately needs, which is to get on and make a range of houses for the city. And there's no better place than Shelley Bay. It actually hasn't got what you call immediate neighbours. It's got a hill behind it. It's a fabulous place for Wellington to build what will be New Zealand's most prized seaside sustainable community.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. Considering the situation with climate change, is Shelley Bay pretty much at sea level a good place to be building houses?
Well, it's nowhere near sea level, and it's above the recommended guidelines. And if the worst came to the worst, you could reinforce the seawall as they do in the UK. I mean,
what about the road out to Shelley Bay? Because it's not a great road.
Wellington is built on and loves its narrow roads, and the idea that we can suddenly turn all of our 7 metre roads into 11 metre roads is a bit faint. I mean, we can't do that.
Do we really love our narrow roads in Wellington?
We don't have that many accidents on our narrow roads because people don't drive that fast on them.
That road, though, out to Shelley Bay is not. I mean, it's not a great road anyway, and it's going to have an awful lot more traffic going along it, isn't it?
No. Well, this is a vastly overstated thing. People have got 20% of all the traffic in the eastern suburbs somehow going to Shelley Bay, which is, of course, is nonsense. And the people that are living there won't be piling into the morning rush hour.
Why not?
They'll be a bit more sedate about their lives, I would imagine. I mean, these houses are at the upper end of the spectrum. There's likely to be an older demographic.
So you're not, this isn't, you're not doing any mixed housing, any mixed model affordable housing in with the...
No, we are.
Oh, you are?
We are. Yeah.
Okay. Do you not think those people are going to be working? Are you saying this is going to be essentially a retirement village?
No. What I'm saying is that they will have a different pace of life generally. And the efforts that we're making, which nobody else seems to have made out in the eastern suburbs, to mitigate these issues, in other words, we will support a ferry and an electric bus in the early years of the development, expecting that regional council will eventually take it over.
How are these people going to get to work, though? I'm assuming that some of them will be going to work. Are they going to go on the road? Is there going to be a ferry? Are they not going to be adding to the congestion in any way?
Oh, no, I'm not saying they're not going to add to the congestion in any way. I'm saying that it will be a lot less than what the scaremongering has pretended that it's going to be. Wellington obviously needs and has to fix the congestion to the eastern suburbs at some stage. So we believe by the time the development is nearing completion, we will have solved that problem. I mean, we can't continue to add to traffic out to Miramar without doing anything about it. But because there is congestion doesn't mean to say the world has to stop. So the natural conclusion to the argument and the cumulative effect of the arguments are don't do anything until everything is resolved. Now, that is just a recipe for complete stagnation, and that was the way that Wellington was starting to head. I mean, there's so many worries about things that we just don't and haven't got round to doing things with any great decisiveness.
Why do you think Sir Peter Jackson's so against it?
One doesn't know. No one has any idea. I mean, I don't have any idea. We've offered to speak and meet and things. It never seems to go anywhere, which is a great shame because there has been a large amount of misrepresentation of what it is that we're doing at Shelley Bay. So it would be great to get that cleared up and get it progressively and collaboratively done. But it's not for want of trying on our part.
So you've been trying to meet with Sir Peter, and have you had anything back at all?
No, I think the cold lawyer's letter is what tends to be the answer.
Just a quick question on another matter that I know the Wellington company is involved in. The changing of office blocks to rented apartments, is that going to be profitable for you?
Marginal. It's not a great business, but it's the right answer. It's the right answer for quick wins on the housing front. Office blocks are generally, well, in Wellington particularly, very well built. The B's and C's of the office market aren't in high demand. We need to refresh our office stock. So it's a win-win in a way. It's a very good way of getting people into town more cost-effectively than constantly building new buildings.
If it's marginal, though, from a business perspective, why are you doing it?
We've always had that particular bent. I mean, we're very keen on making the city accessible to all people, and it'll be a false and useless city if we haven't got key workers and all ranges of society living in the city. Much better place to live than the suburbs, really, in many respects, probably. Mm.
Did you set the rents?
The rent was set by valuers who the whole point of it is it's a benefit that grows with time. Like you have to set it on something, you set it on market, but because it only increases by CPI, council can start offering progressively more longer tenure and a rent which ought to become much cheaper than the current market.
Right. So, but currently it's set on the market rent. It's not set as being an affordable rent. It's being set at the market rate.
Well, I looked at one the other day with some councillors, and I found it to be quite a reasonable offer. It was a two-bedroom apartment, which had all its gear in there, like furniture, not furniture, but whiteware and stuff. And it was $580 a week for quite a nice 60 or 70 square metre apartment with good views.
That sounds quite a lot for not very much area.
No, it's a pretty good rent for Wellington apartment. A lot better than most. It's up and down, isn't it? It's a question of the quality, but the quality of these is really high.
I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much for talking to us. Ian Castle's there, talking about Shelley Bay and indeed those apartment blocks or other office blocks that are being converted into apartments in central Wellington.